I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan. Good afternoon, Liam, or good evening, I suppose, at this stage.
Good evening, Eden.
And it's time for our career corner. And two problems or issues to look at this evening, Liam. This is from an email received from DD. I've seen CVs where people list reporting to at the end of each job. I've never done it myself. Is it a good idea? I'm a marketing specialist and I'm currently working at management level, but thinking about a change. Does it bring any benefits?
I would say yes. Reporting to, and like lots of things in CVs, it certainly won't do any harm. It shows the level you worked at. It can be difficult sometimes when you look in from the outside to know what an exact job title, what level it's at. Whereas when you put in reporting to, it lets people know, you know, what level you're at, because you're reporting to, say, the marketing manager, that tells us you're a marketing assistant. If you're reporting to the MD, it tells you you're probably a manager. So it can kind of further clarify your title or give further context to the level of work you were doing, and that can help the employer, the potential employer, if they're reading your CV. It also should show career progression, because as you go up along the ladder, you should be reporting to a higher level of person as well. So an astute reader of your CV will look back and see, okay, where did they start, who were they reporting to then, and what were their steps along the way. So I would say it's a very, very good idea. It doesn't cost much space in your CV. And really what matters is not so much reporting to Tom Murphy, marketing manager, as reporting to marketing manager. It's not necessarily about the name of the person, though it's no harm to put that in. It's more the status of the person you're reporting to. So in lots of CVs, I would say it's a very good idea.
And in other words, you can make this benefit yourself, really, in terms of the approach you adopt.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, everything about a CV, it's not so much about following the rules or playing by the rules. It's about selling yourself in the document. And so that's my orientation. Every time I look at a CV, how can we present this career, this information, in the best possible way to sell the candidate to the potential employer? So by using reporting to, particularly as you go further along your career and you're reporting at a higher and higher level, that will create almost a subconscious message for the employer that, you know, this is somebody of status, somebody of career progression, somebody who's trusted at a higher level within the company. And all of that can score points, perhaps, as I said, subconsciously in mind of the employer as you're trying to get your CV over the line to the interview stage.
And of course, it also means that that you've been charged with that responsibility of reporting to your line manager or perhaps somebody further up the line, and that is an indication that you're progressing, that you're capable, you're competent, all of that.
Yes, and also let the employer know as well that you have a history or experience of actually reporting to people. Sometimes in jobs, people don't report at all, and it's a very useful thing to say, you know, to be able to suggest that you reported on progress, reported on decisions made, reported on plans to somebody further up the line. So it can be quite powerful, and as I said, it rarely does any harm.
Now, the second query from FW, also by email, should I bring my CV with me to the job interview?
In short, yes. A lot of people go to interview thinking that because their CV has already been deposited with the interview panel, that the interview panel have even read the CV. That may not be the case. It may have been a recruiter who read the CV. The first the interview panel may have seen of you or have heard of you is 5 minutes before you walk into the room. So it's not a good thing to go to the interview presuming they're totally familiar with your CV. And they may not even have a copy of your CV sitting in front of them. So I would certainly bring it and you can hand it over if necessary. It just shows preparation as well. It shows that, you know, you realize that the CV is part of the interview process. It might be referred to during the interview. You certainly wouldn't use it as a note point. You wouldn't be looking down it and tracing yourself bit by bit through your career. But to have it with you in case it's needed, or even to leave it with you as you go out the door, is no harm at all. And the big thing, I suppose, if you do bring your CV, or even if you don't bring your CV, make sure that you know your own CV inside out. Uncertainty about your career history, that's a real no-no in an interview. So, you know your story. Don't be saying, oh, was it this year or was it that year? Absolutely know your story. Know all your major milestones along the way. Know what company you went from to another company, what contracts you did, whatever the case may be. But in answer to the question, yes, I would bring a CV along with me to an interview. Another thing I would say is don't be afraid to bring along a portfolio, particularly people who can show their work in physical format. And I would even go to so far as to say that you can bring a laptop with you to show them something online if necessary, if that's the best way you have of showing something you did. It might be a drawing of a building if you're an architect or something like that, or maybe a slideshow of photographs that you can leave with them, give them on a memory stick perhaps. I think there's a long tradition of bringing portfolios to interviews, and as we move into a more technological era, the possibility of leaving a memory stick or something like that as well, I think is a very good idea. Anything that can sell you, anything that can have the employer nodding their head saying, yes, this person is the kind of person we're looking for, and they stack up. So yes, bring your CV, and more importantly, know your CV.
And Liam, just something you said there earlier, when you apply for a job and you send your CV to the personnel manager, let's say for argument's sake, then it may be read by him, it may be read by somebody else. The interview panel may be entirely different to perhaps even the company itself. You know, it could be yes. Outside interviewers brought in to sit on the panel for the purpose of recruitment. So
yes.
the more ammunition you have, the better, I suppose.
Yes, and the interview, whatever you want them to know, you tell them in the interview. You don't presume that just because it's in the CV they have read it. The interview should be a standalone performance, for want of a better word. It should, you shouldn't leave them in the dark. Like interview panels can be brought together at the last minute. Somebody can drop out at the last minute. Quite often somebody's interview panel wishes they were somewhere else doing their job rather than sitting here interviewing people. So you've got to go in there, and during that 35 or 40 minutes, if they need to know it, you've got to tell them. If you want to reiterate something, don't be afraid to give them a portfolio or something to show the point you're trying to make or the qualities you're trying to show. As I said, I meet candidates who regularly say, well, look, if I have that in my CV, there's no need to bring that up. And I would say quite the opposite. If it's not said in the interview, it may not be noticed, it may not be remembered.
And at a general level, Liam, are companies becoming more and more careful in terms of who they would put on an interview panel so that the best candidate can be recruited? And I suppose the converse of that is then, are candidates themselves much more savvy?
The first part, I would say yes. We survey our clients after they go to interview, and I have noticed an increase, and I don't have the figures, but I have figures available. I'll dig them out for a future week. I've noticed an increase in the number of clients who tell us that there was a professional recruiter on the interview panel. So I think companies are getting more savvy. They realise that a wrong appointment can haunt you for years and years and cost you a fortune both in payment and in missed opportunities for your company. So I think, yes, companies are getting more savvy, but I would say to interview candidates, don't expect them to ask the right questions. You've got to be ready to do it yourself anyway. You've got to control that part of it. You've got to be ready to give the right answer. You've got to be ready to give the information that they need to hear, almost independent of the questions they ask. And secondly, are candidates more savvy? I would think so. I think there is more stuff available on the internet. Companies like ours, of course, to try and help people. I think people realise in a recession that, you know, it's a buyer's market, and you've got to work harder to sell yourself. And people rarely regret the investment they make, be it of time or money, to get themselves better for interview. Because the old thing of walking in and hoping that the question suits you, Larry Gogan kind of thing, that's really a dangerous game to play. You've got to be so well prepared going in there, like a football team, that no matter what way this game goes, we know what we're trying to do here. We're going to react as we need to because we have a core tactic or strategy in place for this interview.
And just a text has come in on this, Liam. Can a candidate for interview or at interview seek to control the direction in which the interview goes? In other words, guide it themselves?
I would say absolutely yes. By knowing what they want to talk about beforehand, and if people want some help on this, if they email us and get that job at sleenu@careers.com and put the words key issues document in the subject line, we'll send on to them a document that will help them to prepare properly for the interview, what they want to say, the points they want to make, and then during the interview, they watch for chances to bring the interview to those places. What generally happens is people go to interview without enough preparation done, without knowing where they want to go to, and therefore they can't control it. But when you know where you want to go to, you can divert answers to the right places. So preparation is absolutely crucial. The work you do beforehand is absolutely crucial in terms of identifying the examples you want to tell them of the competencies and the experience you have to meet their needs.
Very good. We shall leave it at that for this evening, Liam. Thank you very much indeed, as always. And we'll talk to you again next Monday at the usual time, about 5:30.
Thank you very much, Ian.
Good evening to you. And that was Liam Horan with our regular Monday slot for Career Corner.